Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Who's tan and tired?
Heavy on the tired. I'm not as tan as I want to be. I could have definitely tanned for more time while I was there. You know, just like,
yes.
I only had a couple moments where, so my goal was like nap on the beach. And I'm not so sure it's like napping versus my body gets so hot that it just passes out from like a heat stroke. And I wake up 4 minutes later, like, what happened? Where have I been?
Like your phone shuts down, it gets too hot.
Yes, I become my phone and I shut down. It's like, wait a minute. But I wake back up. I love that feeling. I don't know why, but I love that, like, it's so hot that the only thing your body can do is pass out asleep. Oh, that was a nice part of vacation. But it is, coming home is hard. It is so hard. Not because, like, you, I was glad to be home, but now we have to, like, get back in routine, and we're not in routine. Everything, like, we're out of sorts. Our stuff is out of sorts.
But we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Because this is close enough.
Yeah.
We're coming back from vacation, in case you missed the last episode. We dropped the last episode as we were traveling.
Yes.
Like, we recorded, then it came out as we were on the road. So, we were gone, and I think what does everybody need after vacation? Just a good respite.
Yes.
A good, like, a vacation from a vacation. A vacation from your family.
You do. I think in the future, if we could plan this better, which, you know, by American standards, you only get, like, what, a week of vacation technically. Some people get, like, 2 weeks, but they split that up, right?
Right.
But if you really want to have, like, a nice time, you need, like, a week away, and then you need a few days to come back and,
like, a staycation.
Uh-huh. Just to get readjusted, reoriented. It's such, like, we woke up this morning and everybody had somewhere to go, somewhere to be, and it was.
I just had to go to work. I didn't schedule the stuff after.
Well, one kid had a camp. The other one had to go to his ABA. He was not happy to get up and go. But he'd been off schedule. So once he gets on schedule, he'll be fine. I scheduled therapy and my OBGYN visit today.
And I could have done them both.
That was a lot. Very, very invasive in all the ways. So.
Well, if you need therapy, we're here to help. This episode is brought to you by OnlineTherapy.com. Abby went to in-person therapy today.
Yes, I have an in-person.
But if you don't want to do that, or you can't do that, or maybe that's not your thing, you can do it online. OnlineTherapy.com has the most intensive toolbox there is. They got stuff for individuals, couples therapy. All this includes one live session for 45 minutes a week, video, voice, or text. Don't know how the text thing would go, but we'll see. Unlimited messaging, 8-section cognitive behavioral therapy program, including 25 worksheets, daily worksheet replies Monday through Friday, yoga and meditation. Abby did yoga last night.
Yep.
Journaling, activity plans, and tests. You change therapists with a click of a button. It's secure and confidential, and it's cheaper than, or most plans are cheaper than what you would go in person. Click the link in the show notes. Get 20% off. to get started at onlinetherapy.com. We all need a little therapy after a week of vacation.
Yeah. I mean, you could even be on vacation and still
need it on vacation. Text your therapist.
You could text your therapist.
I'm about to drown a bitch.
I think for us, it's hard. We decided to drive. Never again. Ever again will we drive that far with kids on purpose. I will figure out a way. Either we will just not travel that far away, or we will not take the kids that far, or...
Let's make it very clear, first of all. It is not a vacation when you take kids. It's just a trip.
It's
a trip for us, a vacation for them.
Let's go hang out somewhere else in a new environment and explore.
Now, granted, it's a great getaway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, change... If you guys know us, which shout out to the people that we mentioned some random cities last time, and by God, they told us who they were. They came out of the shadows.
Yes.
So shout out to you.
Yes. Thank you,
so
Taylor.
Stick around. I'm going to shout out some other random cities and see if you respond.
Yes. That was great information. I just love when former students come out and like just say hi, anything. Like, I had a student this morning come to me at the gym and was like, hey, you probably don't remember me. Granted, he was in my first class of students. And I was like, I just need to apologize for being a teacher that year. He was like, no, like, I remember you. It was good. And I was like, okay, if you say so.
Like, but 15 years ago?
2004, yeah.
So that's a grown-ass man.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, wild.
Like, no,
I
love, that wasn't me. Only 30.
But the fact that, like, Taylor, a former student, was like, hey, we're there. We're in random city. I love that. It's just, I instantly get flooded and smile with, like, memories, good memories of folks in class and stuff. So I love that.
Yeah. So we got, like, while we were on vacation and Abby was sharing pictures and stuff, we appreciate everybody listening, tuning in.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, so this was the beach vacation, the standard.
This is the one that I didn't want to go on.
Oh, that makes me sad when you say it like that.
No. Let me rephrase that. I'm not the beach guy.
Gotcha.
Like, I could think of 9 million other things I'd rather do than be on the beach.
I don't think I want to go to the beach with my kids ever again. They ran.
Amen, sister.
I'm kidding.
I do think they loved it.
I do. I think I was very concerned for Charlie more than Harlan, because
I don't care.
I think you could take Harlan to Gary. Don't be an asshole.
I'm joking.
We could take Harlan to a dog park and down the road, and he'd be so happy to be there. So, with Charlie, I wanted it to be exciting and fun, and it was hard and sometimes, and I hope she got to do what she wanted, but we are low-key tourists. We are not going to go do all the events and all the things. Like, when I said I wanted a low-key beach vacation, I wanted to literally be on a beach, and that's what we wanted to do during the day, was go to the beach and go to a pool and swim and hang out, and I hope that's what...
I mean, to be fair, you could do that at Stony Cove.
I mean, you could.
It's not Florida.
No. And there's not houses on Stony Cove, so.
That's true. We were, like, when it comes to the beach, we were in prime setup.
It was great. It was awesome.
So if you guys, I'm going to pimp Abby out to be your Airbnb consultant. She may not look at the distance it is, but she's going to get you some legit accommodation.
Well, Airbnb is really cool because you can put in what you want. It's just like, I kind of got into, I found out that you could just like use the map and just keep going around the map and click search this area and things would pop up. And I, at one point, just totally I saw an ocean and I was like searching the area of a beach and I was not paying attention to like how far down in Florida. I think I started in North Carolina, to be honest.
I think so. Yeah. Then we did, like, the Destin. Like, we both were looking.
Yeah, but it turned out fine. It was a great location. I would definitely go back and explore to see other things in that area. But like I said, we didn't go out and do any like, what's the word, excursions or anything. Or
to
any
be fair, there
things.
Wasn't really that much.
Right. And I wanted. Like, well,
if you sought it out, there probably were on either side of you, but like not in the city we were in.
Yeah. There were people text me and gave me some ideas and things to do, but we really just wanted to go be on the beach and do that. That flexibility, I think for both of us, it was kind of hard to take. Like if it had just been Charlie, I think we could have been more adventurous with things. But with Harlan, the fear of getting too far away from our condo, our home for the week, kind of, it was questionable because you just never know how it's going to be.
For everybody, you throw them off their routine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think we suffered a little bit of the issue with having a 14-year-old and a 4-year-old on vacation. You cannot make both of those people happy at all times. Or just having two kids in general. Gary and I had to divide and conquer almost the entire time. I don't know that we did anything together. There was hardly a time.
As far as like going to the beach and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't get to do anything together. I was disappointed in that. Like that, you know, we would go out to dinner a couple times together. I think we went grocery shopping together in the bougie ass Publix.
Y'all, this Publix. First of all, you know.
It was a tourist trap. 100%.
How was it a tourist trap?
Because like it was the closest thing on that little strip.
Everybody that lived there had to buy it. Like the locals would have to go there too.
The locals know what's up and they drive.
Out of town.
7 minutes out. Well, I think it ended up being like 6 minutes into mainland. And you got a little janky Walmart, man, that was just like a Walmart grocery store, a neighborhood market. But it still
isn't that what Kroger has? What they have a Kroger market.
Yeah, but this was just Walmart, a grocery store with like a few, like they had the medicine aisle and the toiletry aisle and stuff like that.
Most grocery stores have that.
Yeah. So that's all it was. It just wasn't your typical Walmart. But those were my people. They had the party pizzas. They had the things that we knew.
Well, to be fair, at Publix, I think you made the point. We got there a day after normally people were checking in.
Yeah.
And so it was gutted. Also, it was very small.
It was tiny.
But check this out. You park in the parking garage, take the elevator up there. Which was fine. Like, yeah. I get it. Like,
had we been fancy and had a boat.
They had boat docks, so
we could have, you know, taken a little boat to the Publix. I think Publix is known for, like, its deli area.
Yeah, like the
they have the
meat,
boarheads
yeah.
and boarhead meat.
I mean, a lot of people have boarhead, but that's...
Yeah, that's fancy.
So, apparently, it's like shots fired between Publix and Kroger.
Oh.
Because, you know, Kroger based in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Publix is, I guess, in Florida, but Lexington's
South,
getting
maybe?
A Publix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm sure there's a Kroger somewhere randomly in Florida.
Like popping up.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys.
We did, like, quickly join the Publix
it didn't do
customer thing. It didn't help at all. And, like, the things that we're looking for, it was just... It was hilarious. I mean, no popsicles, people.
It was weird. But we knew that. We shopped at one before. We knew it was going to be a little more expensive. Wasn't as expensive as we thought.
No.
Like, you're on vacation, though. You expect to spend some money.
Yeah. So it wasn't. I mean, it gave us lunch. Gave us lunch all week and snacks and then some, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that was like our one thing that we did together, just us. So yep. We go out to Publix. Typical.
Yep.
Typical us.
But
I enjoyed it, though.
We learned some lessons. So, and we tell you these lessons not for like any other reason than to like normalize them, right? If you go through some shit, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, Abby was great at posting our highlights.
100%.
But we knew we were going to do this podcast to give you like the real story.
Yes.
Like the behind the scenes. So if you go to Abby's Facebook and we'll put them up on Close Enough.
Yeah, I'll put them on Close Enough stuff.
Like we get there the first morning, Harlan runs to the water. It's bouncing. It's great. What you don't see is motherfucker hates the salt water. gets in his eyes.
I think we had a solid 10-minute period where it was maybe a little longer than that. Where we
the first day, yeah.
First day, we were all in the water. He was swallowing it, but kind of learning, keep your mouth closed.
Yeah.
I mean, he loved it. He loved getting in the water. He told me it was lullaby time.
Yeah.
Because it was...
You think it was the sound? It had to be just the sound or something sound like that.
And I don't know. I just know that I think that deep pressure of... While also being kind of weightless, really... like played into his sensory stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a moment. I mean, it is just beautiful and perfect, and it was everything we needed, but we realized early that first day, maybe by that afternoon, it was going to be a hard ass trip with him.
Well, let's go back. He was probably as good as you could expect riding in a car.
Yes.
For 12 hours over 2 days.
We had one, like toward the end, I brought the wrong charger.
His tablet died.
The tablet has died.
How dare you?
I know. I mean, it honestly, like I was ready to get on Amazon and have one shipped there at that moment. He handled it. He loved everything. Snacks, as you just gave him snacks and slushies, and I packed some toys and would... Now, the first time I did this, then in Memphis, and I would pull toys out, he, like, would forget that I had the toys, and it would be a surprise every time that I pulled the toy out.
Oh, he was
this
on
time,
point.
He was like, more toys.
Yeah.
I want more toys, please. And then he found out I had suckers, so it was a good time.
Yeah. So it really hits us when we get there that...
Yeah.
It's going to be a little more challenging. Not that we didn't know that.
The first night, we stay in a hotel, and he's swimming, and he's calling that the beach.
Oh, yeah. He had no problems
he loved
being on
it.
Vacation there.
We just could not, like, that could have been it, y'all. We could have gone home. We could take this kid to the Holiday Inn, hang out in a pool, and he would swim all day. We couldn't get him out of the pool. I mean, it was awful. The 2-minute walk from taking him from the pool to the elevator was hell. And he is so big. Like, I can't explain. Like, he is 4, but he is 80 pounds. And so none of us can, like, if he decides to noodle, you got to pull out all the tricks to get him out. And sometimes you're just dragging him out of places. So we get the next day. It is 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe 8:30 in the morning. I was in
the first morning. It was 8 o'clock. We got there at 8 o'clock.
I hadn't even really. I was going to the beach. I'd walked, and I was going to go set everything up. And I look up, and here's my family. I hear Harlan. I see Charlie. Gary is carrying things and kicking a beach ball. It was hilarious. Just ultimate dad. And I'm like, I'm not ready for you all yet. Hang on a minute. I hadn't even changed into my bathing suit yet. I'm still in workout clothes. And Harlan is sprinting for the water, wanting his life jacket, ready to go in.
Yeah, safety first.
I cannot get that thing off of him. I think he can swim, but he won't take his life jacket off.
Yeah, when he was in the pool, you could tell that it was like he's ready.
Yes.
He knows.
Yeah. So we get him, I forget how we transition from, I guess, the salt water in his eyes and stuff. It's time to get him to the pool.
No. We didn't go to the pool.
We went inside for a break.
Yeah, we went and had lunch.
Yes.
Then came back.
Yeah, because it'd been 8 o'clock. We stayed out till like 11:30. Everybody was getting hungry. We go feed him, come back, and then it's like pool time.
Yeah.
And is that where we kind of realized, is that the day that we realized it was going to be hard?
No, that day was great too. Like,
okay,
we got there. There was like one other couple in the pool. We swam for another 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Funny story. Abby comes running.
Yes.
She's like, she heard Harlan.
I couldn't. So again, Garrett, Charlie was being in the pool, in the ocean. I swore Harlan was screaming.
He was having fun.
So I come running, and he was just having a good time. He was happy.
Yeah. But the first full day was as about as good as you could chalk it up. Like, there were, you know, we went out to eat at the taco bus that night.
Oh.
Which, guys, if you, I don't know if you have any experience with the taco bus, but I got this 2-pound burrito. Now, granted, I feel like I'm having some, like, some ceremonial, like, food for funerals as I prepare for, like, I'm on my liver shrinking diet right now. Mm-hmm. Which is not very fucking fun. Like, I'm off the dip. I'm on this restrictive diet. Like, I don't know. I'd punch a baby in the mouth right now.
We're all treading super lightly with
Yeah. But, so I get this 2-pound burrito. And, like, it's not like we snacked all day, so I'm ready to smash this thing. I bitched out. I can only eat half of it. I was like, son of a bitch. It was huge.
I am so disappointed in myself, he said.
So that was kind of the cap, like the cap, the feather in the cap. That night, Abby and Charlie go out and have their mother-daughter moment.
Yeah, Charlie is our night swimmer, man. She turns on, and she's always been like this, loving a little nighttime at my parents' pool.
Because the bitch will sleep till noon and won't stay up all night. Trust me, it's nothing special.
She hates the sun. No, she just likes the cool weather.
Yeah.
Cooler weather. So we did that. I let her swim out in the ocean at nighttime.
So day two is when it got a little more, like, revealing. So now, like, the newness is wore off.
Yes.
And we go to the pool. And this morning, that morning, we go to the pool, and there's several other kids there.
And I think the first day gave us a false sense of how vacation was going to go. That it was going to be this easy. We're going to go to the beach in the morning, the pool. I
mean, it's still hard. Like, don't get me wrong. It's still just a trip. Like, it's not fun.
But I think it gave us, but as far as maneuvering Harlan in and out of spaces, we got by pretty easy
on the first day. We were set up good on that.
Yeah. And it was like, let's go do this now. Okay.
And granted, it's mostly just us.
Yeah.
The first day, it's mostly just us. There's not, like, we had, if you guys hit Abby up, she'll hook you up with this place. Like, it was a private beach, and there was maybe 15, 20 people at tops when we were there.
Yeah. But at any given time, we're not all there together.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming and going and stuff. People would set their stuff up and leave. It was great.
Yeah.
So autism, I think with Harlan, a friend called me a couple weeks ago and was in a situation where her son had gone to the movies. She had not talked to these people in a while. She had not formally told them, like, hey, by the way, my son has been diagnosed with autism. So it's been a year since they've, like, hung out together. And, like, she's like, when do you just, like, pop that into the conversation? And I was like, I can't, I don't know. That's a hard one. I was like, Garrett and I did it so publicly, I don't know how you casually do that. A lot of people know.
Nobody knows when you're on vacation.
I said the hard part for me sometimes is when I go to the park or go someplace and a stranger, and I'm like, do I just come and announce, like, my child with autism is entering the premises. He's going to be a little weird, but it's okay.
I'm being hyperbolic. Right.
But I was just telling her, like, it's weird, and I don't know the answer to that question because I still struggle with, like, you know, when Harlan starts to interact and engage with people, it's weird. It's not neurotypical or whatever. It's not... Kids don't sometimes know how to react, and maybe
when his tism shows, it's like a
when it comes
so
out.
I got the first dose of it.
Yes.
So we're at the pool and there's several other kids. And I knew, but first of all, I got the friendliest son bitch up God ever created. He never failed to greet, say hi to anybody that he saw.
Yeah. Unprompted.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name? How are you? And so we're at the, and so there's gates to get in this pool. Everybody that walked in, Harlan's like, hey, how are you? What's your name? You know? But so when we get there, there's already these other kids. And I would say they're his age or older.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just see it in his eyes. Like, he's like, my friends.
My friends.
My people.
It's the fact that he used the word
friends. Yeah. And so, like, he would go up to them, and they weren't mean or anything, but they didn't, like, he would just stand there and look at them. Hey, what's your name? And they'd say his name, and then he's got no next step.
Right. My name's Harlan. How are you? Let's play. There's nothing.
Yeah. Where are you from? You know?
Yeah. How old are you? Like, that doesn't.
But he wants to mirror whatever they're doing. He wants to be a part of that group. Well, these kids didn't give a fuck.
Right.
They didn't care. They're on their own vacation, and this weird big kid with his life jacket is chasing them around.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to tell him, like, hey, man, you know, just stay here and play. And he's like, no, friends. And he would get up and go. And I was like, and finally they came to clean the pool. So we were like, we had to go.
That did not go well. That did not go well.
No, he doesn't understand that, like
his ABA person, they sent a social story, and we could be like, we're going to do this first and then this. Well, there was no
cleaning the pool.
Cleaning the pool social story. We screwed that one up. So it was like, shit, because that meant he had to come over to the thing. Like, Harlan can, I think, I don't know, I want to say this. Like, when people think of autism, I think there is this sense of this kid is so that autism is not social, that child is in their own world, that they won't talk, they won't make eye contact, or if they do, it's more of that spectrum of, like, I'm only going to talk about things that I want to talk about, but I can still kind of interact with you. But there are kids that are in their own little world, and maybe they're non-speaking or something, that's what people think with autism. And so it presents itself in a way that, like, looks more like the expectation of what people think autism should look like. And unlike some disabilities that are very clearly a disability, like autism and Harlan will give you this instant thought of, like, that
he's normal.
He's a normal kid. By the way, he looks like he's 7, but he's acting. I mean, he played more properly with his 2-year-old cousin than anybody else we've been, you know, and that's where we are. So I think that is, like, there is this autism, we have, like, all this autism awareness, but it's like, how do you make people aware of that? You know, to where it's like, oh, by the way, he just has autism, or, like, where's that need of, like, it killed me of, like, he just so fluidly kind of is touching the surface of being social.
Yeah.
But also being super, super autistic.
Yeah.
So it almost looks like he can engage, but he can't. And that is so frustrating for me. I think it's frustrating for him because
I think he senses that
it broke my heart.
Like, he wants to play. Like, yes. When he's done playing, he leaves. Like, right. Like, I've been at the park where we've had great experiences with other kids. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, all right, I'm done. And just goes off on his own.
Yes.
Which was fine by me.
Right.
Like, I'm that way.
But this trip was so hard because he kept wanting to engage. Like, it got to the point where we're back on the beach and he's in the ocean and happy, but he kept creeping closer and closer and saying, my friends.
Yeah.
My friends.
Like, when we got him from the pool to the ocean, there was a young kid, probably 7 or 8 years old.
Yes.
And Harlan just wanted to hang out with him.
He just walked up to him and stared at him and kind of smiled. And I'm like, hey. And the kid's, like, staring at me, like, what's your kid doing?
Lately? Yeah.
And I, like, hi. Hey. I'm like, hey, Harlan. He's already, like, he had a boogie. He had a game he was playing, you know. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know.
Because we don't get to see that. Like, obviously, he has his group at ABA.
Yes.
Our family group knows what's up.
Yeah.
But, like, you're out in the wild. And so this is where it's like, one, I don't want to limit him. Like, I want to take him out as much as possible.
Sure.
Because he loves it. Yeah. And he loves people.
Yeah.
But, you can't make people love him back. Or you can't make people understand.
Right.
And that's how my prison story.
Gary said,
somebody's going to be rude and I'll just have to choke somebody out.
I almost killed an old man at a restaurant. on the way home. Who I just felt like he talked a little gruff to Harlan. I was like, go. No. Gary said, okay, so just in spitballing, because I was crying. It was hard. It was hard.
And she wasn't even there. It was me that was there.
No, but no, I was there at the beach when he kept saying my friends. So don't, I was there.
Yeah.
But, because I saw that side, because he was still crying for them, still wanting to be with them.
And yeah, because they couldn't go in the pool either. So we had this new kid on the left, and those kids were further down the beach on the right.
He was going to go after him. And then all of a sudden, he'd see a bird and start chasing a damn bird. I kid you not.
That's true. That's 1,000% true. I witnessed it.
I chase bird. I go get bird. Get you bird. And he goes after it. I'm like, oh my God, we've brought a dog to the beach. Like, that's what it felt like.
Also, he loved seeing the dogs on the beach.
Oh gosh. And they weren't supposed to be there, but he loved them.
But they were like people running with dogs.
Yes.
And Harlan would just run.
I would just run with you.
That was the fun part, was watching him chase these little seagulls or whatever they are.
He was so,
and they would fly away, and he'd stop and like, shit, where'd they go? And he'd turn around, there'd be another one, so he'd take off the other way.
It was, I'm sure, entertaining for anybody. Gary, in just our, like, I think sometimes when you don't, like, we don't know what to do, we're, like, just saying words of, like, here's what we need to do. Gary was like, okay, so I think we go back, we talk to AB, like, we're going to work on his social interactions. I was like, you mean cure his autism? Like, the whole reason he's autistic is because he cannot socially interact. Like, that's one gigantic piece. Like, he cannot, it's, there are,
but I don't think ABA can help him with that.
Nobody,
like, when
can,
there's,
nobody can help that. Like,
you know,
I think it's, he's got to have that practice and that natural ability, and maybe he gets it, maybe he doesn't. Like, when they say it's a spectrum, there are pieces that he can do, and there are things that he cannot do. So I don't know if we've tapped out as far or if there's more to him. He's also 4. Like, we're learning. He is so much farther now than he was. So,
oh, like, his conversations are,
we're getting there.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, a lot of, something I want new stuff.
But guys, listen, major autism alert. His scripting is,
we talked about this last time, I think, a little bit. He's in scripting a lot.
Yeah. So, like, he's just repeating things. He doesn't know the context. Well, being the great parents we are, he's throwing a fit. He's tired.
It was the same day of the
our first
thing.
Challenging day. So we put him in the tent, give him the phone. Now, we're not phone people. Like, we're not just going to throw him a phone.
Yeah.
He's got his tablet. The phone's usually reserved for pooping. So when he's home, like, we select what he's watching, and so
on. And we have to keep this phone as golden, because, like I said earlier, when I have to entice him into somewhere, I have to have something that is exciting, and the phone is exciting. So I do use that as a reward, because other than like deadlifting 400 pounds, I don't know how else I'm going to get him out of places sometimes.
So we're sitting there. Abby and Charlie have kind of moved up on the beach, soaking in the sun. I'm sitting next to Harlan. He's in the tent, just chilling. And I don't think he could have heard this thing more than twice, whatever it was. And he's like, yeah, buddy. Aw, shit. And I was like, what? He proceeds to say this.
He latched on.
Whatever it was connected in his head. I think he liked the laughing part.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the oh shit part was. Because we tried to, like, change the words, but no. Can't do that. That's not what they said. So, you know,
he will, if what they said was, oh shit, he will say that.
Yeah.
It is
like, happy fucking birthday, Jessica, which that video popped up several times. We were on the quickness.
The moment it said it's Jessica's birthday, we like,
nope,
sprinted.
Fuck Jessica.
and took the phone.
Shit.
Like, he doesn't pick up on the content. It's, so to him, that whole phrase is just one thing.
It just makes him laugh. Yeah, it's one.
And he just, and so the struggle is, everybody instantly wants to be like, no, don't do it. But that also brings attention to it, and so he'll do it again.
Yeah.
So it's like the struggle of ignoring your kid yelling, oh shit, in the pool or wherever you are in public. And then I just realized, we're going to VBS tomorrow night. I'm taking him to VBS. We're going to test it out, give it a test run. I 100% am confident that he is going to either drop the F-bomb from his Alexa video script or oh shit from this new one. And I can't
find it.
I can't even find it. He saw it like it is one time on the shorts and he just latched onto it.
Yeah.
So we have taken YouTube off of our phones completely, uploaded YouTube Kids. I've even paid to get like a Mr. Potato Head app, like trying to give all the fun things and download the fun things. But he can now, like we've hidden YouTube. Gary then completely deleted it.
So I deleted, first of all, I hid it from my home screen.
Yes.
He found a list of all the apps, finds it. Shit. And I love YouTube. Like it's pissing me off. So I delete it from my phone. I go back because I've got on YouTube Kids. Like there's nothing, right? There's nothing bad he can find there.
He can watch anything he wants there.
He has went to the Google browser, used the microphone to pull up Sunny Bunny videos or whatever. Now he's back on YouTube on mobile. Like for a 4-year old, like I don't even think my mom could do that. You know?
He figured it out. God.
And so, but he's got this sinister little, I don't know, he's like, my phone? And smiles like a fucking serial killer.
So he can imitate our voices when, so we will do like an upbeat sound when we're like, let's go do something. So when he wants something.
He talks like us.
He will say, and you give me my phone? And he'll smile. Sometimes even give you a kiss. It is psychotic. It is psychotic. God. But yeah, he has figured us out. And there's nothing more terrifying than your 4-year old autistic kid who every night you see this like glimpse of like, he's a psychopath. That's what's happening here.
And that's the one thing is he's fearless.
Oh.
Like y'all see the video. He ran right into the water. He did want his life jacket, though.
Thank God.
He ran into the water, come back, got his life jacket. Was jumping off the side into the pool.
And I don't know if, I don't think it's because he knows the life jacket is a safe thing. He knows that is an I get to swim thing.
Yeah, he knows he has to have it to swim.
That is just a part of the ritual of going to swim as we put that on. Because I think he thinks when we take it off, what happens when we take it off?
We got to go in.
Yeah. So in his head, like breaking that is impossible. I don't know that it's impossible, but it's really damn hard for him.
But listen, we traveled 12 hours down there, right? Went through Hotlanta, went through Tampa, like got there, did our thing. On the way back, we're going to go see my cousin Adam. Shout out Adam and Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
So they live up in northern Georgia. So we go. It's 8 hours to their house. They don't really live close to the interstate at all. We're going to go hang out with them. Then we're going to go see our boy Ellis and them the next day as they start their vacation at Lake Junaluska. Trip's going good, making good time. We have a small little stop at Chick-fil-A, rolling through the dirty south. Abby's driving. I'm chilling. I can't really sleep in the car, but, you know, she's hit the rumble strips. I'm telling her 10 and 2 about every 17 minutes.
That's not true.
But we're on this little road. So if you're from Moorhead, we're like on 801, except there's no shoulder. Right. It's like a drop-off. More like we're on Cranston.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. In the middle of a national forest.
In the middle of a national forest, in the middle of bumfuck Georgia. About 2 hours away from Adam's house. So we've been on the road about 6 hours. And Abby hits the rumble strips again. She likes to ride them, whatever.
I did not.
Or so we thought.
We thought they were the rumble strips.
But turns out, shred the back tire. Now, we don't know where we're at.
I mean, I can tell you where I'm at because Google Maps says.
Right, but we don't know the name of the town.
No.
We're on the side of the road. I jump out. I'm like, fuck, you know, we're going to get hit.
It was awful. It was terrifying. Like we're
close to the side of the road.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how to evacuate the kids and where do you put them? But, like, Harlan, will he just sit still somewhere?
Yeah. So, a good Samaritan. Didn't even get his name.
No.
Spent an hour with him. Didn't even give his name.
I hate that. He was... Yeah. he saw, first he realized we weren't from there.
Yeah.
He was behind us, and he goes ahead of us. I could tell he was slowing down, but I thought, oh, God, maybe, like, my car had hit, like, something flew off and hit his at first. Well, then I thought, is that him coming back? But there were a lot of big trucks passing.
Yeah.
But next thing I know, he pulled up behind us, and he said, I saw your, we were in our parents' car, my parents' car, and my dad has a Friends of Cole sticker on the back of his car. And he said, I saw your Friends of Cole sticker, and I figured y'all weren't from here.
No shit, bro.
No. He said, you cannot park here. You have got, he said, if you just go up a little bit, there's a place to pull off.
Not cool. Pull
I almost died seven times trying to get there because it was, I had to pull out into traffic. It was terrifying, but he was so good about blocking traffic for us to get us off the road. Otherwise, I don't know how we would have changed his tire. It would have been impossible.
So my plan was, I was going to call a wrecker. They take us to the tire shop, get a new tire put on, because all of our shit's in the back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Like all of our vacation shit's in the bag. Turns out, not a fucking wrecker for the next 2 or 3 hours. So me and Sam, we'll call him, put the flat on, or put the spare on. It's halfway dead. Just so happens he has a little air compressor.
He was so excited to get his little air compressor out. Y'all, he worked for a power company, Georgia Power. It was great. Yeah. It was just good. He had kids, you know.
So we get all of our stuff. We get it out. We get the tire put on. Abby's frantically calling, looking for a tire. Nobody's fucking open. It's like 4-5 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. And everybody is like, sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm like, but your website says you're still open. Well, we get turned down by two different Walmart tire centers that still had 2 to 3 hours that they were supposed to be open. Are like, sorry.
Now, granted, I've seen our local one close because they not have enough people.
Right, right. And so that's generally what I'm hearing. And I'm like, okay, so we're making plans. We can't go that far. We can't get to Adams on a spare, you know.
We call a hotel, trying to make a reservation.
They had one room, and it's weird.
And we never called them back and told them we weren't coming.
Sorry. It was a busy evening. So I call the Walmart because it hits me like, oh, my God, everybody and their brother is going to get up on Saturday morning taking their car, you know, to, I don't know, maybe that's just my experience. I go in on a Saturday morning.
Get your oil changed.
Whatever. You know, I'm like, Gary, we got to make sure. He said, call them back. Call this Walmart that's already told us that they're closed for the night. I call. I was like, well, she said they're bringing one more car in. Surely somebody will answer. And they do. It's a different lady this time. And I said, I know you guys are closed tonight, but what time do you open tomorrow so we can come get a tire? She said, what? She said, we're not closed. I was like, what? So-and-so said you guys were closed. And so I think homegirl just wanted, like, to call it a night.
Yeah.
And so we get a tire. They had one, right? One tire that fit.
Well, they had one brand.
One brand.
Yeah, we didn't get the last tire, but
it fit. There was a tire, because that was our issue, is number one, were we going to find a tire that we needed? Because that's another thing, is like people are like, we don't have any in stock. That was another thing I heard. I'm like, well, hell. It was wonderful. And we got we get to Adam and Giselle's, and they're like, we got bad news. And I'm like, oh, listen, there's not a lot that you can tell us. So Giselle is an amazing cook, like amazing.
Shout out Jizzy Jizz.
And she's like, the food's not ready yet. I'm like, that is perfect.
That's good, because
there's no bad news here. None. I stress ate half a bag of Twizzlers on the way here, so you are fine. We're going to be okay. So it was amazing food. Great. It turned around from there. And we got home without an incident, other than I would like to formally apologize to anybody who was in the Travel Center Pilot in, was that Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, ladies. That was my son's blowout pull-up that ran everyone out. It was, I ignorantly allowed
pooping
him to
like his daddy.
It was bad. I let him eat ice cream when we stopped for lunch. Was not thinking that through. Little Mister can't have the lactose. It was bad. It was bad. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like a baby blowout. And Charlie said, Mom, women were walking out with their faces covered.
Attaboy, bro.
And Harlan's going, ew, there is poop. There is poop. And I was like, shut up, man. Let's get you cleaned up. I mean, it was like whole change of clothes, throw the baby out. We just get a new one. So my apologies to them. Other than that, it was an incident-free. I mean, other than a tire blowout.
Well, that was the day before.
A diaper blowout.
Yeah. But all that to say, we had some magical, great memories that we will remember forever. But just because you see the good stuff doesn't mean that the bad stuff doesn't exist. And that we're not struggling.
No, there.
Listen, I'll be honest. I don't care if I take the kids anywhere ever again.
That's not true. Okay, for me, that's not true. I think we're kind of like day trip kind of people right now. And it sucks because, you know, we've got 4 years left with Charlie. And I want. Stop it. You don't quit saying shit like that. You got to quit saying shit like that. She has to make some big sacrifices, you know, yeah. I think. She was an only child who, I mean, she's had entire trips of just, what do you want to, this is all about you. And I really, this trip was hard, I think, for me, worrying about, you know, were we doing enough for her?
Yeah.
That she had a good time. Which, granted, a part of me is also like, I heard this today, like, kids need to be bored.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It is so good for them to be bored. Yeah. Yeah. I was so bored all the time. I learned to do some pretty creative shit. And I mean, you also, as Jenny Lawson in Furiously Happy will say, you also do some really stupid shit too when you're bored. But you learn. You learn things. So I'm sure on vacation there were times where she was maybe bored or didn't get to do what she wanted. But, you know, in as an adult, you will be bored. You will have to compromise. So I think that skill, those skills are necessary, that we shouldn't make it all about her. But, you know.
Here's what I'm trying to reconcile for next year.
Okay.
Generally, our summers are packed. Everybody's got something to do.
Sure.
But next year. So this next week coming up, August 2nd, be our 19th wedding anniversary.
19 years.
And like I said, it's not a vacation with kids. It's just a trip.
Yep.
But what do we do for our 20th anniversary? I got some ideas. Can't really.
Not at liberty to say.
Not at liberty to discuss it with you right now.
With me?
No, with you.
You can't tell me anything.
Not yet. Just don't mind your P's and Q's. So we're still married this time next year.
Oh, okay. Got it. On that. Thank you.
But, like, and here's the thing. Like, I wanted to do something before school started. Like, socially. Because just being, like, with my cousin Adam, like it refilled my...
It did. I love that. For someone, I can't... Who claims to be such a curmudgeon.
No, no. You call me that. I don't claim to be that.
You do. You do... And there's been periods in your life when, like, well, I couldn't get you out of the house.
Yeah.
And
granted, still going to be times you can't get me out of the house.
Right.
But when you need that social air tank filled, like it's good to be full up.
I like seeing it. It makes me happy to see you kind of thrive in that. And you do. It's great.
Yeah. And granted, he's like, this first time we ever went saw him.
Yeah. Which I think that's why I got so sad and disappointed when we were sitting on the side of the road, because I thought, damn, I really wanted, number one, I wanted to see everybody and go visit. And, you know, I've not seen Camilla yet. Like, you know, like I wanted to meet that.
Harlan loved her. They were.
It was.
And then it was, he cried for her.
Oh, gosh. So on top of my friends from the beach, he's in the car getting like a pouty face because she had to get
in her car
to go somewhere, and he kept
crying. And we're going to the same place, mind you. It's not like he's not going to see her forever.
But it broke me, so seeing those little glimpses.
Camilla, get her,
We had to chase her in the car, like to see those glimpses of his social awareness. I know this is like nothing for any other parent, but for us and him, there's social interaction in there. There's a little bit of typical, you know, awareness, because there were times when, like, I never thought that would even come out of his mouth. Like, that he would, I mean, there was a period that I'd, like, would he even know I'm his mom? You know?
We saw, this is from 2020, a video where Abby's telling Harlan good morning, and he can't say good morning.
No, no. And now he's like, it's morning time.
The sun is up and the moon is down. Naps. Like,
He does not nap. We thought, like even in the car ride, he didn't sleep in the car.
Maybe 10 minutes once.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's a little trooper. He does, like, that car ride definitely told us.
He's got to move.
He has to move.
Yeah.
We got to get that kid moving. Because, like, the first night in the condo, I thought he is going to tear through a wall.
Yeah.
And we are going to be paying for things that we cannot afford in this condo. Because I thought, was going to go through a wall a couple times. He locked himself in. That's a new one.
Twice.
Locked himself in the condo. I think we got him out with a combination of cookies, promises of cookies. I pretended to have something, I forget, but like straight lies to get him in there, because I can't remember why he locked me out. I don't know what I was asking for. I think a shower maybe. And he just locked us right out and kept watching the mistake was he had Gary's phone in there.
But yeah, I feel like your milestones for the summer is the 4th of July is the midpoint. Mm-hmm. Everything after that's going down. So
yeah.
Our vacations are looking through our memories and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've always been in the later part of July. And like you sit there and you think, fuck, now you're back into a whole different mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it sneaks up on you because when school gets out, like, there's that first initial rush of freedom, days off, all that. And then you wake up and it's fucking August 3rd. And you're like, well.
I hit the.
Now, that shit don't stop for me because probably one of the hardest workers in state government.
Shut up.
But it affects the whole.
You're so
What are you talking about? It affects the whole routine and.
Oh, I mean, I got to the state line and I waited and held out because I had a few emails and texts and stuff that I.
Yeah, she's emailing teachers on a Saturday, not even appropriate during the school year.
Well, they could choose to. It's not. I can email. They can choose to answer it or not answer it. I had to respond. It was okay that I was responding when I was. I got some info the next day and today, so it's all taken care of.
Well, good.
But I felt like, okay, it's time to shift into, I'm going to go to my room tomorrow. I'm going to set it up and get it ready. I've got a really, 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 really heavy desk that I want to move. But
I tried to help you last year.
Even Gary and I cannot do it alone. It takes, you need at least four
people. I can bench press at least 2,000 pounds.
At least.
But guys, we get on the road, right? Skipped over this story. We get on the road.
Oh.
We're probably somewhere in Tennessee. And then my heart drops. Fucking McDonald's is on fire.
Oh.
Like, apparently there's bad storms, lightning. And
back here in town, back in our place.
Yeah, back in Mount Sterling. And we're seeing, like, live reactions, pictures, like, oh, shit.
It was like our Facebook feed had stopped.
My mom texted me. Like, it was a whole, like.
But it
and Abby's like, well, I hope it's open by Friday.
It has to be open by Friday. It has to be because.
Carlin's got to get his biscuit.
Harlan will not walk into OT without that damn biscuit. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I tried once to take the biscuit away. It did not go well.
Oh, no.
It does not go well.
Also, what I've noticed is, like, if I get angry at Harlan, like, if I show my anger towards Harlan.
Or frustration, even just any frustration.
Yeah, like, not if so I anger. Raise my voice, which I try not to do with him, but, like, it triggers him immediately. Like, I don't know if it's, like, fear or embarrassment or what, but he gets, like, whatever emotion I'm having, he mirrors it tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's been having, like, we got just routine. Routine is key.
Yeah.
Like, we've been out of routine. So when I picked him up today from ABA, they're like, oh, he's getting tired. I was like, I bet he is.
Yeah, it's been a long. It's been a long week. He legit flattened out in the back of the car this morning, and he's got a new phrase.
I don't.
It's so you say.
Hey, Harlan, do you want it? I don't. You're like, well, I didn't even tell you what it was going to be. I don't.
And the fun part, or at least maybe we laugh it too much. I don't know, but. You can't help. That's like funny because he legit doesn't. He gives zero, and he's just like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. He's just going to say it, and you're like, oh, I mean, I hear you, but you have to. You have to get out of the car. I don't. Or he'll say, I say no. Let's do that. No, I say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing I wish he could clean his speech up a little bit, but. He has putting things together. Listen, he's almost five.
It still makes me laugh. Don't care. There are still... What are the things that he says that I will... There are some things that I love how he says them. And I will always love them. But he has the singing the I Love You song, which... Mm-hmm.
It's a scripting thing.
It is, but it's still very sweet when he says.
He's very into Cinco de Mayo right now.
He will wish you happy Cinco de Mayo, but it's happy Cinco to happy
Maya.
Happy Cinco to Maya and Merry Fool's Day.
Yeah.
So
he told me happy Mother's Day when I picked him up today. I was like, that's for your mom. No, happy Mother's Day. So that's what you tell your mom.
It is wild that. There's an we got to get this person's name or something because we reference this almost every
Miranda. Yeah, and it's spelled weird.
Just
look up Jibo and Friends and you'll get it.
She has every single AI robot that is out there.
And like gets mad at them like the real people and they don't like it's.
That's why I think she's on the spectrum too because she interacts with them, and she'll have multiples. And she just goes through. So one of the things that she goes through is she says different holidays to them, happy whatever, to see what they do to react. So like if it's Happy New Year's, some of them will do fireworks or they'll do a countdown or something with you, some dance. So there is a video for like every holiday of her just going through the holidays. So then Harlan gets really excited and he wants to say the holidays too. But I mean. I can hardly watch it because her house in the background is borderline hoarder house with all the boxes.
I've noticed she's moved like three times in the videos.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so I don't know what that's like. Some of her videos got tons of views. So,
but and she has, I don't know how much money she probably thinks she has in those, or do people send her those robots? I mean, it's a ton of product. Like, I don't. What do you think? Look up what a Jibo costs or whatever.
Like $100.
Oh. But she has time. Well, I don't want to get Harlan a Jibo.
Hey, Jibo.
What's it do? Is it just like an Alexa? It
Yeah, it's supposed to be a social one. It's supposed to take pictures of you and stuff, but all the reviews are horrible on it.
Oh, have you looked into them?
Yeah, but like watching, I can tell like it's not what it doesn't do what it says it's supposed to do.
They never do. And there's another one. There's Jibo.
Oh, there's Miso.
Yeah. There's Aberdeen.
Yeah. Harlan was saying, he's saying Aberdeen. We thought he was talking about Abby, but no, it's from this video.
There's a thing. She's like, hey, Aberdeen. And he'll say, like, he can mimic your voice intonations really well. It's wild that, like, he latches onto those things. Because he has always been a big fan of Alexa and Siri. And he calls I do a lot of voice talk to text. And I put the punctuation in.
Period.
So I say the word period, like, when I am giving my, writing my sentences. And so Harlan will say period, talk to period. And it took me forever to understand what he was doing, but he knows that I say the word period all the time. He thinks that's what I'm calling that device. So I had to tell him it was Messenger. But he loves when I do that.
Yeah.
And send it out there. It's crazy.
What else is going on in the world? What do we miss in the world while we're in our own little world?
I don't know. I'm not really looked at much.
Oh. We went to Bucky's.
We did.
Now, you had been before. You took Charlie, but me and Harlan never been. Harlan fucking loves Bucky's. First of all, Bucky's, can we talk about... We're on our way back, right? And we know there's Bucky's in South Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, how far away are we? I was like, oh, you'll know the signs will start 100 miles before we get there.
Yeah, yeah, with their clever little sayings and
but
stuff.
But like they spent, and so we get there, this is on our way down, and dude, Harlan's just in love. So many slushies and food.
So many slushies. And naturally, I mean... The one slushie he wanted
was out.
It was not ready.
How dare you, Bucky's. But like on our way back at Richmond, he's like, oh, Bucky's. I was like, yeah. Like
he,
I don't know.
And so he's like, I want Bucky's. Let's go to Bucky's.
Which we could do that.
But
Who was it? Like tell me, woman? They were coming through around, I guess it was the weekend of the 4th of July. Oh, it was. A guy I work with, he was talking about, you know, he was coming back and he told his wife he would stop at Bucky's and get whatever those Bucky nuggets are or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And got there. Now, the only thing on the exit at Richmond is the Bucky's. That's it. That's all that's there.
Which, if you know, that's how they all are. That's all there is there. Yeah.
But it was backed up from Bucky's to out onto the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's not that great.
No.
You know. Granted, it was very clean, very well stocked, like, but it's a gas station.
It's too much for me. I cannot handle it. A woman brought a damn shopping cart into the bathroom with her. Like, she was ready to go. But I don't like that many choices. It totally overwhelms me, and I don't do well. In those situations, like, I need to know, do you have the diet elate or not? Okay, well, I can move on from there, but I don't need it. Overwhelms me. Did a little iced coffee action. It wasn't too bad.
I got a breakfast burrito there. It's pretty solid.
It smelled good. It did smell good. But yeah, I have so many people.
So much stuff.
Harlan walked up to a random stranger and said, hi. And what candy did he have? He had crackers. He was like, look. Cheez-Its and like shoved them in their face. He was just like, I mean, the stimulation of Bucky's was everything he needed in life. It makes me want to go hide in a hole. So
yeah, like I'm good with it too. But like people buying merch at Bucky's, like we could do without the.
Oh, Char wants. She wants a T-shirt from all the Bucky's. She has one from the Richmond one.
She's dumb.
Just gonna. Wear Bucky shirts every day to high school, I guess. I don't know.
That's crazy. Like, I saw our freshman or her, like, freshman pick up her schedule, meet her teachers.
Oh, I'm working that night, so what are you going to do? Walk her around?
No, I'll be with Harlan. She had to walk herself around.
Just drop her off.
Yeah.
Let her meet her teachers. You don't want to meet all of her teachers? Introduce yourself? I think they should.
I know all of her teachers. It's not like these people are strangers.
You don't know all of them.
Like, what? You got my email? Cool. That's all you need to know. You got a problem? Email me.
Got it.
Don't call me.
Don't call you?
Text me.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe email me. Send a letter home on a postcard.
Could you send a carrier pigeon, please? That's all we accept.
Like, she's your problem. She's in school. She's your problem.
She better not be anyone's problem. Problem better not be associated with her.
Oh. But the good thing about, like, Harlan's birthday is he has a whole nother year before he starts kindergarten. Because I don't know, like, how we're going to manage that schedule.
What do you mean?
I mean, fucking grade school gets out 2:30 here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
There's daycare.
Who thought that? Matt Thompson, we need to talk. Stop. We need to work on, I think logistically, you could work that out.
There's a daycare after. He can go to aftercare.
But it's not. There was no daycare available.
That was during COVID. There is now. Calm down.
Well, when I run for school board or I take Matt Thompson's job as super. Now, I don't want your job right now, Matt. I'm still in the process. Or I may want a big county. I think Jefferson County is ripe for the taking right now.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
Why do you get so uncomfortable?
You're an idiot. Stop.
I don't know. I just think education needs me right now.
Okay.
However, like I'm going to go back to class.
To the man who doesn't have any desire to even attend his child's open house, you're really all about the education in there.
No, if I don't get to control it, it doesn't concern me.
That needs to probably be on the list of things you talk to your therapist about. Because that is I'm waving red flags at you right now.
No. I'm just saying, I've had full trust in her teachers.
Okay.
Again, she's their problem from 8 to 4.
Got it.
Like, I'm my job's problem from 8 to 4. And when I come home, I'm your problem. That's still.
Also a good point, yeah. Yes. No ownership, just my problem.
Just,
Thank you.
Just a problem. But problems can be good.
Tell me more about that.
I don't know.
How are you a good problem?
You're
just a delight.
I'm probably one of the most endearing people you've ever
been around.
Endearing,
yeah. Yes. Endearing, agreeable.
What do you get me for our anniversary?
I have not thought about it. I'm going to be 1,000,000% honest. Are we doing a gift this year?
I'm the gift every year.
That is true. I'll be honest.
Last year we went and we had a nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We got ice cream. We stayed at a hotel without the kids.
We didn't even
have relations. We just went to bed.
Oh, my God. Shut up. The hell?
Sometimes you just need a good nap away from the kids.
We've done tattoos. Mm-hmm. Lots of tattoos.
No. 2 years in a row.
Three.
I don't think so. But go ahead.
I thought it was three. Because I thought it was three trips to get my...
You're right. No, you went once. It wasn't during our...
Okay.
You just got a follow-up.
But... I don't know. I think it's three. I felt like it. Do you want an anniversary gift?
No.
Do you want to do something together? What's 19? What's the anniversary symbol? I don't think there is one for 19.
We'll talk about this on the next podcast.
Okay, I'll look it up.
You look it up. We'll dive into it. Because if you made it this far, we love you. Like, we want you to know if you had, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Your life doesn't have to be perfect. I don't even want my life to be perfect. I'm a beautiful mess. And you're a beautiful mess.
Oh, my God.
Like, as long as you're trying and you're like, I love our kids. I want the best for them. I want to give them room for them to fail and learn. Slap them around a little bit. I mean, who's to say?
Stop. Slap our kids around.
Theoretically, slap them around.
So, I found our spirit animal.
Our spirit animal?
Yes. Jenny... Jenny Lawson's Furiously Happy is completely just about, like, it has been a great book for me to listen to. Like, it makes me laugh. She's ridiculous.
So I don't get that from when I read stuff. Like, I don't draw a connection to, or maybe I'm just not reading the right things.
Hmm. What do you mean?
But, like, what if I don't listen to things that, I don't know. Like, I don't have, it's either to learn something, to motivate me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, like, to connect, like, we're fucking friends or something. You know what I mean? Like,
to be fair with this particular text, I knew her. She is a blogger. She was, like, in the original, I remember reading her first blog going, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to write like that. And I had already been playing with my own style of writing, and it mimicked a little bit of that anyway. But then, so I already had like that connection with her in that way. Like, I knew her from that. Then I did not realize like her depths of struggle with mental health,
yeah,
and depression and anxiety, and being a mom and feeling like anxious and like a
so
failure.
Do you,
so I can, I'm like, oh shit, like now we have that connection. So when you say things like this concept of not having this perfect life, like she is all about ripping off any type, but the curtain of anything and being like, I am a complete screw up. Everything is really hard. Like, she's got the imposter syndrome stuff going on. So I'm like, hi, can we be best friends? But no, the good news is,
if I was a writer, she's a writer like that, I'd be like, your competition. I don't see her as anything other than a peer. Does that make sense?
No, we're like, on this together. Kumbaya, like, bitch.
No. Survival of the fucking fittest.
No, it's not about that. What are you, what are you surviving from? There is room for everybody.
Maybe in your boat. But this is Noah's Ark, bitch, and there's only two of each kind coming in, so
you need to talk about that in therapy, too.
Hey.
Two of each kind. Of know. You're so dumb. It's even, like, fit. No, you're riding the boat that's cannibalizing people to get the, like, out. That's your boat. My boat's just...
What? Making... Cannibalizing people?
Don't the Essex, the ship that... The ship, the whale ship that sunk, and then they were in the life raft, and they were, like, afraid to go to the next island.
I'm talking about being a messenger of God like Noah. Okay? I think people that know me can relate to that. Okay. All that to say,
oh my God.
Like, I don't, when I read things, I'm not, it's just entertainment for me. I'm not looking for, like, some kind of, if I was to read what you're reading, I'd be like, that's funny. Right? Like, that's funny.
There is nothing in you, though, that is happy that there are other people out there that exist and have your same issues or same problems speak
like,
your story.
No.
You have not found a person that also, that you connect
to. I've not looked for a person. Like, what is in that for me? Great, there's fucking two of me out there. That's fucking scary.
This is fascinating because I completely.
I can tell when you find, like, you get into them and, like, you connect and like you it melds and becomes part of you and you talk about it a lot. For me, I'm like, no, like all of that's just entertainment or I'm trying to learn something.
No. The people that are doing that because they have a message they want to share because they want to connect to somebody else. Like it's all connection. That was my word today in therapy. Connector.
I mean,
I hear what you're saying. It's wild that you don't see, that we see this completely different.
I mean, what do I want to connect with like some fucking stranger for? I don't care. You know, are you going to break bread with this blogger?
Whoa.
No,
back it up. Right. Then why are you doing this podcast?
What? Because I want to fucking be the best podcast.
No, that's not why. That we have different goals then.
Yeah, I just want to entertain people.
Oh, I want to connect to people. And
well, how are you doing that? Like, how you actually connect? Grant, we're telling our stories and stuff, but is there like
connection.
A real connect? Like, is there a message? Is there a back and forth? You know, is there?
Does there have to be?
That's what my definition of connection is. Like,
I mean. That connection can just be like reaching out and someone cannot feel super alone because somebody else goes through something. There could be somebody listening that has a crazy ass 14-year-old or has a special needs 4-year-old that are like, shit, yep, okay, not alone, check mark, because maybe they haven't heard somebody tell that story before. Or maybe some woman is married to a megalomaniac who thinks he's going to like take over the world of podcasting and education and religion.
Just really take over the world. You could have stopped right there.
And they're like, oh shit, my husband's crazy too.
Like, if you don't, but I feel like if you don't feel that way, then what do you get into anything for? If you're not trying to be the best.
I don't need to be the
best. If you ain't first, you last, Ricky Bobby.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the best at it. You just are. You exist and you be.
See, that's dangerous.
Then there's no disappointment that's when you fail, because you're going to fail.
Sound like a Democrat over there.
That, shut the fuck up. God.
We'll dive into this more next time.
Oh, I'm like, we're going to turn the mics off and continue talking. You thought you were going to bed? No.
Listen, Abby's still proud of her 75 hard.
I got to read still.
Yeah. Right. But
we're chugging along.
Her 45 minutes turns into an hour and a half. And then I'm falling asleep like last night.
Sorry. I didn't do an hour and a half last night. No, last night, sir.
Oh, last night was Domino's night.
Last night, I had not eaten any meal all day.
Again, I have to, like, I'm surprised I don't have to chew it up and spit it in her mouth as much as she's needed.
Hold up.
Like, if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for me, she'd be malnourished.
No part of me.
Like, she's wearing my shirt right now. Like,
I love the shirt. You say you like when I wear your shirts. You're okay with it.
That or the 1997 EKC Classic shirt. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
A Point County Classic. It's a classic. Hang on. Regarding last night, turned into an hour and a half because.
I mean, tonight.
It was an hour and a half. It was an hour. It was not an hour and a half.
No. Left at 6. Before 6, I got home at 7:30.
It's not true. I saw him got you a pop. Anyway, last night you said, hey, go work out right now. I'm going to order food when it gets here.
Because all I heard was, I'm hungry.
No, like, I just said, I'm hungry. And I'm like, are you
going to
eat something?
Also, she was very bitchy yesterday. Just on that, too.
I was starting my period. Leave me alone. And coming off vacation. And I have a lot of things on my mind.
See? I feel like you guys can sympathize with me.
See? I'm going to connect to people. And you're going to connect to people.
Yeah. Talk about connection. But if anyway, you want to connect with us, we've got all kinds. See, I was closing this out, talking about, here we go, another 20 minutes.
I'm sorry.
But.
Just turn it off if you don't want to listen
anymore.
If
you want to be connected or not, we still love you.
Hey, how proud of you?
How proud of me?
How proud
I'm
of
always
me.
Proud of me.
That's true. How proud of me are you? Did I say that right?
How?
Are you proud of me for posting shit on the Facebook page? I'm so proud of me.
Yeah, you did it twice. You stepped up.
I'm so proud.
I mean, you go a month without even sharing the podcast. It's a real connection there. Real connection.
That's my people that I want to connect to are just going to know.
They're just going to know.
They don't need me shoving it down their throat. I hate you.
Oh. But hope you have a good week. I hope your troubles are. Heard a good toast. I'll tell you off the podcast.
Toast.
A toast. There's some guy on TikTok. All of his TikToks were just toasts. Like, they're funny. So I'll tell you
my
this
skin
one.
Skin is itching.
It's because you're peeling. You've got sand critters.
Crabs.
If you want to connect with us, we're available on Facebook and on Instagram and on TikTok. And I'll put Abby's cell phone number out there if you want that. Not hard to get. Can't guarantee
me.
She'll answer you, but, you know.
She won't.
We're glad to be back. We're glad the kids had a good time. I don't know. Vacations are just fucking hard. They're fun in the moment, but, like, between the planning and the come down, just awful.
Maybe on permanent vacation.
I am, regardless of where we go.
Oh, vacation mode, Gary.
So.
Vacation mode activated.
Go out there, make somebody proud this week.
Just don't.
Not me. Means. I'm already proud of you.
Gary's proud of himself. Don't try to connect to him. Just
if you are your own star player, who's better than you? Nobody. So believe that shit. And come back next week. It'll be our anniversary next week. We would love for our anniversary if you would share this with somebody that you love. Remember, you go to online therapy, get 20% off. Just clicking that button. If you want to be a sugar daddy, you can go to Acast Plus. It's in the description, too. Just click it. Become a sugar daddy.
Or sugar mama. Mama. Sugar mama. Mama. That's weird. Don't do that.
Mama.
Don't. That's, you got to stop.
That's the baby from Toy Story. Mm. So I think next year it's theme park, back to theme parks. Like, I could do a whole half-hour segment every week on theme parks.
But let's not. Because we're not that episode. We're not that podcast.
Okay. Like I said, go out and make somebody proud this week. Give us a share. Give us a like. Whatever. Leave us a review. We're happy for those. I was just looking. We're at 21 reviews. Woo-hoo. 21 ratings on Apple. You know, if you like, I look at the players that people use, the podcast players. Some of these I've never heard of.
Such as?
Podcast Addict, Overcast.
Use what you want. I didn't even know we had show notes, so no That's judgment true. For me.
I mean, or you just didn't know what show notes were.
Yeah, I knew that we had them. I didn't know what
If I would have said description, maybe that's it. Words anyway, on the we dragged podcast. This out too long. We're glad to be back. We love you very much. We hope you have a fantastic week. If there's anything we do to make it better, just text Abby.
Send me a message.
She screens all my mail, all my fan mail.
Yeah. Yep. Just here serving my husband, guys. If he needs anything.
Somebody clip that, Adam. I love you.
I love you.
Until next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.